Mr. X by Peter Straub, narrated by Adam Henderson.
I could not weigh myself. My size felt small to me. I read your chapter in the Atlantic and experienced honor for you. I was sure you would not reject a confiding question. Is this, sir, what you asked me to tell you? Emily Dickinson, letter to Thomas Wentworth Higginson, April 25th, 1862. Part 1. How I Came Home and Why. 1. Stupid me. I fell right into the old pattern and spent a week pretending I was a moving target. All along, a part of me knew that I was hitching towards southern Illinois because my mother was passing. When your mother's checking out, you get yourself back home. She had been living in East Cicero with two elderly brothers above their club, the Panorama. On weekends, she sang two nightly sets with the house trio. She was doing what she had always done, living without worrying about consequences, which tends to make the consequences come harder and faster than they do for other people. When she could no longer ignore her sense of fatality, my mother kissed the old brothers goodbye and went back to the only place I'd be able to find her. Star had been 18 when I was born, a generous, large-souled girl with no more notion of a settled life than a one-eyed cat. And after I turned 4, I bounced back and forth between Edgerton and a parade of foster homes. My mother was one of those people who are artists without a specific art. She apprenticed herself sequentially and many times over to painting, writing, pottery, and other crafts, as well as to the men she thought embodied these skills. She cared least about